Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. In relationships, repair is resilience. Repair is resilience in a relationship. What do I mean by that? Well, we think of like perseverance in terms of resilience. I'm like, no. In relationships, it's repair. The ability to repair a conflict after it happens, to say I'm sorry, to apologize, to accept apologies, to fix the situation, or understand like, this happened. We didn't want that to happen. Let's try this next time. And allowing the ego to fade out of that, to be able to say, I'm sorry, to be able to say I was wrong, to be able to say, you're right, to be able to say, you know what, we didn't want that together, without the hatred or the blame, is everything. Denise said this morning, she says, it's so important to apologize for the other to accept that apology, and for the two of you decide to move on. I love that, right? It's like, okay, apologize. The other person's gonna go, I hear you apologizing. I appreciate that you're apologizing. Thank you for owning that. What can we do better next time so we don't run into that? And moving it from problem focus to solution focus, moving it from blame and upset to the next thing. That's so important. That's what I mean by repair. People have to learn how to repair when they mess up together. And you have to anticipate, we're all going to mess up together, right? I mess up all the time, but I'm so, personally, in all areas of my life, but I'm the first to apologize. Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't anticipate that. I'm sorry that happened. Oh, I see where you're coming from. Okay, got it, understood. And it's like that repair, like intrigue, maybe it's because I'm a people pleaser. I want everyone to feel good after an argument, like right away. I'm not a stewer. I can't remember anything negative that happened last week. I'm just, maybe it was the blessing of rattling my brains too many times. My memory sucks, but I just don't care to hold anything above anybody. It's like, okay, it happened. And my thought is always, we didn't want that. We didn't want that because it's about the relationship, right? We didn't want that fight. We didn't want it. They didn't want it to go that bad. No one wanted to get in a screaming match. And we always say, oh no, you don't understand my spouse. They want to scream. They want the argument. Actually, they don't. They just lack the education and the perspective of how to do it differently. No one wants to be in anger and wants to be in vitriol and wants to argue and wants to be belittling and condescending and awful. They literally have never been trained on a better way. They're literally unaware or ignorant of another way. And it doesn't mean they're a bad person or they're stupid. It means they haven't had that training. Like, it's a really struggle. I know for many of you in personal development land, right? How many of us like can't believe that people don't understand basic personal development stuff, right? And we get frustrated with them. But a lot of people have never, you gotta understand, 98% of this world has never had any training on mindfulness, well-being, or relationship improvement. Zero training. Because in school, all we taught them was to memorize a bunch of stuff from a bunch of old dead dudes, right? It's like, we are not teaching people how to do peopling. So you can't get mad that a 30-year-old person doesn't know how to resolve a conflict. They never had any conflict management training. Like, it's unbelievable. Think about it. We don't teach conflict management training in elementary school or middle school or high school in North America in any meaningful way. What we say is be nice or that wasn't nice. We don't teach conflict resolution. And when you know that, it's like, oh, no wonder we suck at repair. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. Here's how you know when someone is really trapped in life. Their ego won't let them repair. Their ego has to hold on to the bitterness and the anger. Their ego has to make the other person evil and wrong and terrible. The ego makes the others always to blame, always the awful, always just the stuff. The ego traps. And so now the issue is you're trapped in your ego, but the ego wants to condemn everybody. Again, cancel culture. Or vilification culture, where they're just this terrible person. They said the wrong thing. They made a mistake. It's okay, by the way, that you get upset about it. I'm not here to say we should all be Pollyannish. I get upset about tons of things. It's the question of, can you repair it when you get upset, when you get too upset, when the argument goes sideways, when your energy together sucks? Can you repair it? Can you say, you know what? I know our energy sucked together. We didn't want that. I'm sorry for my part. I love you very much. And the other person go, I accept that. I didn't want that either. I love you very much. Let's go get a pina colada. I'm just saying there's ways to repair. Pina coladas are always good on our department. I'm just saying there's ways to move beyond things. And I hope that makes a little light because listen, I know this is serious topics, but I love this stuff. I want you to have deep, meaningful, loving relationships, but you can't ever if you don't repair the stuff as you go. Not repair every 5 years, every 10 years. If you need to repair it, you're going to tell all the people, I go, you got 48 hours tops to repair, which I believe is super generous. I used to teach, you get 4 hours to repair. And I was very well educated by some marital therapists being like, well, that's not everyone's style. Some people don't go sit away. But if you sit on it for more than 48 hours, you have to understand their memory and your memory has now coalesced against something being true. And the longer you wait to repair, the more what you believe to be true is solidified and calcified. And it's harder to change a perspective or to let go of that, right? It's calcified. It's hard now. It's harder. It's more fluid in real time and in the moments and hours afterwards to being defined and released. The longer you hold it on, because some of you know this, some people are holding on to stuff that happened to them 20 years ago. I remember going back to a high school reunion. I was talking to a friend and was talking about something that happened in high school. And the way they were talking, I could not believe they were still so upset about it. Now I, in my mind, thank God, I thought, okay, well, that was traumatic for this person. I have to understand that. But if there's still bitterness, hatred, anger, but also most importantly, judgment against others. Now we're trapped in the ego and we need some help because that's the difference maker. Like we can have something that was traumatic, but if it's still in that place where there's vitriol and judgment against others, that becomes very toxic in our own mindset. And we got to deal with that stuff. Again, sometimes that takes therapy to learn to repair those things. But in motion with your relationships, I'd love to set that 48-hour rule for you. I personally am a believer. I came up in different culture. I came up in the never go to bed angry thing.
go to bed, like repair, resolve, coordinate, love, like let it go and go to bed. I know that's not true for everybody. So maybe you got to eke it out in that next day. But I would say if by the end of 48 hours, you haven't brought up that you're upset, that is a weakness in your communication style, not something to continue holding against them. We must be more explicit when we're upset with people and let them know. I would say 9 out of 10 things that I do to upset Denise, I have no clue. And I don't think is a big deal at all. But the 1 out of 10 she tells me, I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. You like explicit communication is the most important thing in all of repair. All of it. You must say it. You must not hint at it. You must not be passive aggressive. You must use the words to describe exactly how you felt and what your request is for next time. Describe how you felt, not describe what they did, describe how you felt, and then make the repair request for next time. Next time that happens, can we do this? Next time that happens, can you consider that? Next time, what could we do? And I think that's really important, really important.
If you loved today's episode, please take a screenshot and share it. Send the link to a friend or team member or just somebody you know who could use some inspiration today. And go join our community also at growthday.com. Be the person who helps spread goodness in the world and inspires others to keep going. You know, people always ask about my own journey of personal development and success. And honestly, it was by using all the tools that are now in the Growth Day app. You know, like a lot of people, I actually used to have like all my books and journals sort of all over the house. I'd learn a ton of information or model this person in personal growth or this person in wellness over there. And I'd try to track and improve my habits. But honestly, it wasn't really an organized or efficient way to grow. And I learned that, listen, if you leave your growth to randomness, you'll always live in the land of mediocrity. That's why I love the Growth Day app. It's your all-in-one app for all the personal growth tools, coaching, and community you need. So go join this worldwide movement of strivers who have truly dedicated themselves to personal development. Be part of what we are doing here. It's your time to change and grow. So go to growthday.com to start your free trial, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Thanks for joining us today, Striver. Remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Now go bring the joy and win this day. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn You're Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi.
If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.